Now to coastal cities and efforts to protect them from sea level rise and flooding. Last year, the Army Corps of Engineers received $17.4 billion from Congress to study ways to reduce risks to these communities. In September, the Corps offered some potential solutions for one of the places where the stakes are very high, Miami-Dade County in Florida. But as Jenny Stiletovich of WLRN reports, some homeowners and activists worry about equity and whether million-dollar properties will receive the lion's share of the protection.
That's 14-month-old Charlie Cheek. Just before he was born, his parents bought their first house in a neighborhood off Miami's Biscayne Boulevard.
We moved here because it was a great community. There's an elementary school that we like. And we found a house with a great backyard and big avocado trees that we were excited about.
It wasn't just the avocado trees, the school, and neighbors that drew Jennifer Cheek here. It was also reasonable flood insurance and freedom from the stress of living in a flood-prone neighborhood like the one she and her husband left in Miami Beach.
Obviously, being in Miami, everywhere is a little bit prone, but we did spend some time looking at the maps and talking with neighbors and real estate agents and everyone we could to make sure we found somewhere that at least didn't have a history of flooding.
So Cheek wasn't that surprised when she went to a U.S. Army Corps of Engineer meeting recently. It was an early look at a flood control plan around Biscayne Bay.
You have some problems that are just epic in scale and that are not duplicated. Well, they're duplicated in very few places.
Joe Vitri is in charge of coming up with fixes for flooding along the entire Atlantic coast. And Jennifer Cheek was paying close attention.
I said, that's my neighborhood, you know, and pointed to the map where the flood wall was proposed.
What she wasn't prepared to see was where the Corps was considering installing a massive flood wall, about two blocks from her house.
And when I asked if they knew specifically how much space would be required to buy out on either side of the wall, she said that was wouldn't be known until the study was complete.
In addition to flood walls, the Corps is considering flood gates across three rivers that dump into Biscayne Bay, and they're looking at elevating some properties. They may also recommend natural barriers, since mangroves and wetlands can buffer waves and soak up floodwater. But the plan to buy out property owners may be drawing the most attention, especially from social justice advocates.
Our concern is that communities that are vulnerable and that don't have high-income real estate properties are going to be left behind.
Natalie Barefoot is director of the Environmental Justice Clinic at the University of Miami's Law School. If a flood wall costs, say, $10 million to protect a neighborhood filled with million-dollar houses, that will probably be seen as a tax base worth protecting. But in poorer neighborhoods, value may not always be counted in dollars. Maybe it's the time it takes to get to work, being close to family, or staying at the same school. Maybe it's just having lived a lifetime in the same house.
By choosing an area, we are infusing wealth into that area, and we are not infusing it into other areas.
To identify areas with chronic problems, the Corps looked at past flood damage, says Susan Connor. She's managing the study for the Army Corps of Engineers and says they're considering a mix of fixes.
It's a difficult topic, but it's something to consider on those properties where nothing else might be able to solve the issue.
Connor says the fixes that will ultimately be recommended depend on which properties the Army Corps finds worth protecting. Environmentalists say the Corps also needs to take a harder look at saving what's left of the state's own best defenses, mangroves, seagrass beds, dunes, and reefs. Rachel Silverstein is a marine biologist and executive director of Miami Waterkeeper. She worries the Corps' environmental track record in the state, from port expansions to draining the Everglades, does not bode well for those natural barriers.
They can thrive here if they're just given the space to do that. They can really act like sponges and living storm breaks.
Some of those natural barriers are being woven into local plans. If local officials don't like the Corps' final plan, they say they can come up with their own design, but that could mean losing federal funding. Homeowner Jennifer Cheek says she'd be willing to make the sacrifice and sell to make way for a flood wall. But what she won't settle for is a plan that ignores the things that are harder to quantify, parks and riverwalks, or mangroves and wetlands that restore some of Florida's lost habitat.
I would be pretty furious if that's why they were asking us to leave, to uproot everything because this was the cheapest and easiest stopgap measure at the moment.
The Army Corps is continuing to seek public input. They hope to have a final plan signed by the Chief of Engineers in 2021. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Stiletovich.